In love, we find out who we want to be. In war, we find out who we are.
Welcome back to Under the Cover of Night with Vian and Isabel.
Today, we're going to be... We're probably going to edit that. What are we doing? Okay, wait.
What do you mean? We're reading questions that our viewers sent in.
Today, we're reading questions that our viewers sent in. Personal questions.
So, Isabel, do you want to start?
Guess I'll start.
Okay.
First question came in. It says, why did you want to join the resistance? It's a hard one. I just wanted to fight for France because no one else was sticking up for France. And who would think a woman would be out there fighting for France? You know, they're going to expect men. So I was kind of undercover.
So proud of you.
I know. No, you hated me.
I still kind of hate you, but it's okay. Okay, I'll go. My first question is, what is your favorite memory from before the war?
I wanted to eat this cupcake.
Why do you have to eat it right now?
Yeah, because it's good.
Okay, what is your favorite memory from before the war? I'd have to say the picnic the summer before the war started in Laura Valley that I took with Antoine and Sophie. It was the prettiest day that I can remember. The grass was green and there were butterflies everywhere, and we set up in this field and it was just beautiful.
Gag. Just kidding.
Shut up, Isabel.
My next one is, do you love Vian? Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. Sure, period. That's it. I'm not saying anything else.
Well, I'm glad nobody asked me that.
Sorry, that's on me.
This one's so bad.
It's so funny.
Okay. My next question is, what made you decide to finally defy the Nazis? I think I was just tired of having to be strong for everyone, so I decided I'd be strong for myself. And I think the first time that I really defied the Nazis was when I hid Rachel and Ari in the cellar in the barn. That was my first realization that I can defy the Nazis and I can get away with it, and this is what I should be doing instead of keeping my head down and staying quiet. So that was the flip for me. Isabel?
Oh my gosh. This one's kind of cringy.
The other one was kind of cringy.
How do you feel about Caden?
Wow. How you feel?
He's a hottie with a body, what can I say?
Yeah, but I mean, he was kind
of... Oh, no. We have to redo this episode.
No, we have to cut it.
Cut what?
Cut it, yeah.
Shut up.
You're silently dying.
You spit cupcake all over my paper.
I'm sorry. It's really
flaky.
What's
the last thing you said so we can...
Just answer your question.
A hottie with a body, that's the last thing.
You got it. That's all I had to say.
Okay. The next question for me...
I should have wrote out my answer.
Shut up for a second. Just eat your cupcake.
Can you edit this episode?
Can I edit this
episode?
Yeah. You have the Anchor app.
But you want to log into it?
I might just get angry, but sure. Because we're halfway in and
yeah.
Now.
We're like, let's see. 5 minutes in. 4 minutes in. Okay, go.
When telling Sophie that Sarah had died, what was going through your mind? Honestly, the thought that kept going through my mind was, why do I always have to be the strong one? And what kind of benevolent God would do such a thing? So I didn't really know how to tell her. And I tried to handle it as best I could, but in the end, it's hard news to hear, and she didn't take it well, which it was hard for me to give anyways.
Next question I have is, was there ever a moment where you thought, this is it? Well, when they finally found me and broke into my cabin that we were all staying in, they beat me until I got knocked out, And then I was tied up and tortured because they found out I was the Nightingale. Or they wanted to know who the Nightingale was. They didn't know it was me. But they knew I had connections, even though it was me. And I thought that was it. Thought this was it.
That's when you were gonna die?
Yeah.
Well.
Then Dad took the fall.
Ah, rest in peace. No, don't even do that. Okay.
No.
I knew you were gonna do that. Okay. Next question. Why did you never tell anyone Julian was Von Richter's son? I never told Antoine because we all desperately needed a fresh start after the war, and I just couldn't ruin the second chance that we were given. I couldn't break his heart because all of our hearts had already been broken by the war. And I didn't tell Julian because I would never want him to think that he was a creation of hate. No matter the circumstances, I love Julian just as much as Sophie and Daniel. I would never want him resenting himself because of who his father truly was. It was a burden that I was willing to bear on my own.
One of the last questions I'm going to read calms it down from the rest of the questions. What was the worst part about being in a boarding school? Just the manners. I don't like acting like a girly girl. It was annoying when I had to use several forks and several knives.
Yeah,
like, I just use one fork and one knife? Or not even a knife. I don't know.
You're not very good at keeping your mouth shut.
I got kicked out of a bunch of schools. Yeah.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A. Eat a cupcake.
My last question that was sent in was... Stop!
Go!
My last question that was sent in was, what was your biggest regret from the war? I would say giving the list of names to Captain Beck. I should have prompted him more about what it was before I gave those names, because in the end, it cost my friend her life, and I'm sure countless others. So that's all the questions that I have.
That's all the questions I have.
Well, then I guess... this podcast is over.
Yes, we're done.
See you
this
on the
next
one.
The Nightingale Podcast with Isabel and Vianne. Bye.